irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kourula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is your host with the most, Nikki Kourula. Eddie Pence is out of town for the next couple weeks. We're going to jump right into the interview. We didn't mean to blow your ears off, but we have Stephanie Koenig and Michael Strassner. Say hello, you guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, our studio audience loves you already.
Yes.
So, dude, Stephanie.
Hi.
You've been making all these comedic shorts.
Yeah, forever.
You just did a movie?
I did. We made our own movie. I mean, I guess it was Brian Jordan Alvarez is my, like, partner in crime for most of our shorts. And he wrote and directed it. And it did really well.
You guys
like,
have
really
like,
well.
Tons of YouTube like, views and
yeah.
likes.
And, like, all these articles about it, and yeah. it just turned out, like, I mean, we kind of knew it was going to be super funny when we made it, but...
But it was, like, super grassroots. That's what was so awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, we would shoot... I mean, we recorded all the sound on our iPhones.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then we would, like, shoot on, like, public beaches and, like, public, like,
so
Santa Monica parks. Yeah. You know, and technically, I think you need a... You know,
permit
stuff for
yeah.
that, but you know, like it's on YouTube, and we're not right. making money from it, right. and it's like super low key, and we're not bothering anyone, and so like most of the times, everybody just like let us do it, and like we had like restaurants that let us use their place for free, and like we shot in like little Tokyo, and like nobody stopped us, and you can really shoot a lot yeah. like guerrilla style around
I
here.
Actually
people
shot,
underestimate that.
I shot a
that.
Video on the Santa Monica Pier, and they were like.
Oh,
oh, yeah,
right.
it's going to cost $5,000. And I was like, oh, what if it's a student film? They're like, oh, then it's free.
Right.
I'm like, well, what do I need for a student film? They're like, oh, just a letter from a school. So I was teaching at a school, and they wrote the letter for me. And I'm like, I just saved myself $5,000.
Right.
So there's always ways.
Oh, yeah.
Do guerrilla style, right?
Yeah. I mean, I shot something this past
yeah.
weekend, and we had
oh, yeah.
we had cops, like, we were, like, screaming at each other in, like, a Die Hard-esque Christmas sketch.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were screaming, like, help, help. And, like, cops rolled up, and they're like, is everything okay over here?
And you're like, yeah, we're just filming.
Yeah, we're like, we're just filming something
God,
funny.
God, you just ruined our scenes.
Exactly, exactly.
And, but can we use your cop car for
exactly.
maybe some set design?
Were they cool
yeah.
Were they, no, they're
they,
like,
no.
They didn't, I mean.
They were awesome. They were like, cool. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Take the whole day. Enjoy yourself. And then they were like, the second cop was like, what's the channel? And we're like, oh, it's this.
You're like, it's YouTube?
Exactly.
It's a big channel?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's for everyone?
It was awesome. But the Grandma's Goal we shot in
yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was,
so tell me, what was the inspiration behind writing it, putting it together?
Well,
the house.
Well, but Brian was thinking about writing. I had told Brian that it was a good idea to make a Christmas movie. Like, a long time ago, just, I was like, man, you got to make those Christmas movies because
yeah.
everybody will just come back and watch it every year.
Yeah, it's true.
And so he said that he was, like, inspired by that and wanted to make basically a funny movie with all of our friends. Because it really, it's all of our, the funniest, you know,
yeah,
people
you all
we
hang
know.
Out together.
Yeah.
We do, yeah.
I mean, that's how I got here today. I literally just...
yeah.
No, I know.
Strassner was not invited to this interview.
I was not invited, like usual.
Yeah, he like, FaceTimed me, and I was like... Because I sold my car recently, which we can talk about. But it's a lot to talk about.
Why did you sell your car? Let's talk about it right now.
Well, I sold it because I didn't want to pay for... There's a bunch of stuff that happened with insurance on that car that, like, shouldn't have happened. But I'm going to come back to that. I just want to finish
okay.
off
yeah,
this
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what was I saying about grandmother's... Oh, yeah. He just FaceTime called me right before I was about to get an Uber to do this radio show. And I he just offered a ride. And then he was about to drop me off. I'll do Uber for free.
How about that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then she's like, why don't you stay up here and just see if we can get you on the radio? I was like, yeah. Okay, I'll check that out too.
What? I love stuff like that.
Exactly.
Like, you know, as long as you're an artist. Like, exactly. If she's right. Like, I have my friend and
he's my business manager.
Yeah, he works in a car wash.
Right,
and you'd be like, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah,
that
right.
No purpose.
He's his co-star. I'm her co-star. I'm her driver.
You're the social civilian.
Exactly.
That's what your sweatshirt says.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a plug for whatever social civilian sweatshirts are.
A social civilian. It's a plug for that.
Exactly.
Let's
talk car first.
Let's talk cars. So apparently when you lease a car, a lot of people don't know that you can own it if you buy out the rest of your lease, you know?
Right.
And whenever you're paying those payments, you can like look and see like how much you would have to pay to own the car. And then they release the title to you and whatever. And usually people will just go back to the dealership after the lease is up and then just get a new car.
Right.
And the dealership usually makes like about $2,000. I mean, this is the research that I did, so I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong. But my buddy Tim like really was like, this is how it works, and it really helped. But they make like $2,000 on the car because technically I can sell my car, you know, insurance is way too high every month for me because I got in this like very, very minor like driveway bump.
Oh, that sucks.
She T-boned somebody hard and she calls it a minor.
Right. But I called insurance and I should have like paid. I mean, that's a lesson.
Right.
Because insurance will go up. They'll mark it on the DMV at this tiny little thing, and it'll be on your car,
forever.
And it screws you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, so then I'm paying, like, versus, like, $112 a month, I was paying, like, $220.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Went up by a tiny ding that I had to get, like, some parts of the, like, repainted and, like, maybe a tire rim fixed, but, like, what?
That's stupid.
And my insurance went up. But then... I moved to West Hollywood recently to be close to all of our friends because we're literally like incestuous and we live all close to each other.
We love each other.
Yeah, we're all literally within a couple blocks.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it was like Strassner lived, I'm calling him Strassner because his name's Michael Strassner.
Yeah.
Strassner lives like a couple blocks away from.
You can go ahead and give his address. That's what.
Yeah. 7554 Norton Avenue, kidding, apartment 5.
Norton Avenue.
Yeah, knock
that's
whenever you like.
That's actually it.
That's it. I'm honest with everybody.
I'm not giving mine away. Yeah. I'll give Ken's though. Ken's is 1004
North Ogden. I'll finish it.
No.
There's a white Tesla in the front that he just got. So you can go there and
you can key it. If you like,
that's gonna be our new web series called Ken's Got a Tesla.
Yeah, and he's so excited about his new Tesla. It is really nice.
Oh, those are great cars.
It's like a 2015, and it's still like.
The funny thing is, I think for my next car, I'd either go Tesla or I'd go no car.
Oh, well,
it's like,
yeah.
Those are the options.
That's what I'm doing.
Go extreme.
That's exactly
or
my
no
option.
Car.
Yeah,
that's it.
That was my option. I was like, I'm going to do a Tesla or I'm going to have no car.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't have the money to do a Tesla right now, so we chose no car.
Well, and it's also like, it's kind of like, do you need a Tesla right now?
Right.
Maybe not, you know?
But in 2 years, you'll need one, and then you can get one.
Exactly.
That's,
exactly.
You know, it'll come to you.
In like 6 months.
Well, and I remember, like, my mom would always get in accidents, like, growing up. Like, she'd hit everyone with her car. And she'd constantly, like, be, like, with everyone she hit, she'd be like, let's just go, and let's just, we don't need to get insurance involved. Like, I'll pay out of pocket. Like, let's just, you get your deal, and I'll get And, like, now I know why.
Right.
Her insurance would have been like $1,000 a month with all the accidents she was getting in.
Yeah, they really like screwed me in a bunch of ways. And then...
So you were like, you know what? Take your car and take your insurance.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's like... Okay, so like...
I have Strassner.
I got scammed. I got Strassner, I know. And my boyfriend drives me everywhere. okay. This is what happened. I got scammed. And I want to like say this because if anyone's listening.
Oh, I remember reading about this. Oh my God, it was crazy.
It's so stupid.
This is a crazy story.
I'm also extremely embarrassed by this story, feel like it's important to
share
the word.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like driving from Target to Urban Outfitters, which is a good 15-minute drive. I leave Target. I'm about to turn into Urban Outfitters, and somebody behind me is honking like, boop, 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 beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I pull over, and this woman gets out of her car and a kid, and then there's, like, a man sitting in the passenger seat, like, not leaving the car. And the woman comes up to my window and she's like, "You hit us." And I was like, "What?" She's like, "You hit us. You hit us. You were turning right on Fairfax and you hit us." And I was like, not, my music's off. I would have heard it. And she's like, "You did. Oh my God, are you drunk?" And I'm like, "It's the middle of the day." And no, like, I'm driving a car. So I get up and her son is like making a call, which now I know is a fake call to 911.
How old is your son?
High school aged.
Wow.
But like kind of tall, kind of big.
High school kids in on it too.
Oh, the whole family is.
Dude, that is crazy.
And he was like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Like, she's not a hit and run. It's okay. Okay. Sorry, that was the cops. Like, we were calling, you were a hit and run. And like, what are you guys talking about? And I'm like by myself and I should have called somebody, but she goes, "Look, you hit us." And she showed me my back right bumper. It had this weird scrape on it that I had never seen before. And then she showed me her front left bumper and there was a scrape on it. And I was like, oh, okay, am I losing my mind that I did that? Like, was I distracted? So it makes you kind of second guess your sanity.
Right.
And she's like, "I'm in a rush. I'm going to visit my mom who's really sick. We're on the way. Like, we just want to go. What's your insurance deductible?" "Mine is $1,600. I can't afford that. What's yours? What's yours?" And of course, because I'm an idiot, I was like, "It's $500. And she was like, "Oh, okay. So, she's like, "I'd rather not get insurance involved. You think you could just, I mean, you know, if you could just, we won't call anyone if you just," and I'm like, "What, you want money? You want money?" And she's,
wow.
And I was like, I have like $100 in my car. You want to take it? And she's like, "That's not going to be enough." And I'm like, "Come on, leave me alone, man. Like, what am I doing?" And
that's when you call the cops.
Yeah.
When I call the cops. And here's why I didn't call insurance or the cops. Because I'm afraid that insurance would go up, or I would, because if I did hit them and it was my fault, which it totally wasn't, and I learned now, then, or, and I also like stupidly was like, "Oh, if I call the cops, like then insurance has to get involved," which they don't,
they never do.
Yeah. And long story short, they followed me to an ATM. I gave them $300 and I was like, "Get out of my life. Like, you guys just," because they play to your like emotional.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, "I can't afford this.
Right.
My mother's sick. We have to go. And they're
crying. And the guy
she's
just
basically
in the car?
Crying.
The other guy just stayed in the car?
Yeah. Nothing from the other guy.
But wasn't it like, didn't they put the mark on your car?
They put the mark on your car.
I read the article later that what they do is they like, you know, put a mark on your car in the parking lot and follow you for enough time and then do the scam. And they always say they're in a rush to see a sick mother, and they always have a couple people in the car and like one older dude that's not. So they've done this, and I reported their license to the cops, and they were like, "First of all, you're an idiot for giving them money. Like, you should never give a stranger money at the ATM.
No reason you should do that.
But in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is how people deal with it when they don't want to deal with insurance.
Right. Never.
So stupid.
Yeah. I mean,
so stupid.
My first year out here, I was at the Beverly Center and I was backing out of, or I was pulling into like the CVS part of that area, you know, where that, like right across.
Yep.
So I was, and the guy like was backing out and I was like, "Honk, honk," like, and he hit me with his car.
Oh.
And I, like an idiot, was like, didn't take an insurance down. I just got his number down. And I was like, "Hey, I got my estimate," whatever.
Yeah, no
wrong,
way.
Yeah, wrong number. Wrong. And I was like, but my thinking was like, oh, I don't want to get insurance involved. Like, it's like everyone just doesn't want
to
get insurance.
Isn't it weird that insurance is there to protect you?
Exactly.
And the anxiety of your insurance going up gets you into situations like this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Silly. Gosh, don't they make enough?
Well, and of course, the dealership told me, they're like, "You're going to need this fixed or else it won't run." I've had this car for 5 years, 6 years now, and it's still running. I never got it fixed. I was like, so literally,
he
like,
drove me.
Yeah, exactly.
Car.
And it's
maybe not back home. Though.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, knock on wood, it's been 6 Christmases with this thing.
Oh, that's impressive.
So yeah. So, and also dealerships, like, I took it because like I got it from the Jetta dealership. Yeah, I'm calling out the Jettas. They're, you know, don't buy Jettas, but
yeah.
They.
My friend had a Jetta. And it was fine.
Well. Yeah,
two need your own show. I like this. I'm going to sit and be an audience member.
Strass and Koenig at it again.
So let's get back to Grandma's Gold for a bit, because that was an important story. I remember reading it, and I was going to ask you about it.
Great. And then I'm going to ask you about you, because I don't know what's going on with you.
Well, I'm not
going
to tell you. That's all secret.
Oh, great. Cool.
So, Grandma's Gold. How long did it take for you to shoot it?
9 days. It was fast. It was like good 10-hour days, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
how long to write it? How long did Brian take to write?
It was like 5 days. Or did you all chime in?
Were you like, we got to put this scene in there?
No, it was actually, Brian and I went to Amsterdam on a trip 2 years ago now? 2 years ago? 1 year? I can't remember. Before Grandmother's Gold. And he had like the beginning idea of what it was going to be. And so him and I sat down and we wrote an outline for it. And also I was just like throwing at him, because we were like, what pays off in story structure? Let's just like do it. Let's, And so we were like building in like a nice moral, like grounded center to it. And then he went off and like wrote it in like 4 days, 5 days.
Wow, really?
Yeah. He is a workhorse. I'm a workhorse, and I get so much, like I'm writing like, too many movies, but I can't write as fast as he can. There's no way. I mean, unless I'm doing, because I think I'm like, to some extent, more of a perfectionist than he is. He's smart. He's like, no, it's about finishing it. Like right now, you just got to finish it. You got to finish it. Because a lot of people just doubt themselves and they don't finish it.
Yeah, that's everything.
Yeah. I'm more of a beach horse. I'm very lax. You know, I'll go out sometimes and get it done. Sometimes like, I'll just sit.
Call me when you need a ride.
Exactly.
Or if you need another part in your
takes
shorts.
Me.
You had a big deadline today and now he's
and now I'm here.
Exactly. No, I'm kidding.
I get distracted very easily.
Oh, I really feel like we're in a helicopter with you, so headphones on.
You're good.
It was shot in 9 days. He edited it. In like 3 months, I think.
That is
from what
crazy.
I remember.
Crazy.
I know.
Wrote it in 4 days. Shot it in 9 days. Edited it in.
Yeah.
We wrapped in
months.
April.
Three
and
months.
It was, and it was released, I think,
like
on,
June.
It was released on his birthday.
Like
so what was that? July.
10th. Yeah.
And it was all grassroots, like, how you marketed it, right?
Did
you all talk collectively about how
He did, like, this dope poster for it, and we, like, spread that around on Instagram, but that's about it. Like, it was, he has so many subscribers on his channel that it's now, like, a nice platform. Like, for instance, you know, I want to make a couple of movies. If I don't get distributors, then it's a place to distribute it, and people will see it, because a lot of these movies, they go into to the can and to the garbage.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy after all that time too?
It's so stupid. It's so weird. I've done a couple movies where, like, I've just acted in a couple movies, bigger budget movies, and I can't even get a hold of the movie. It's just lost. I'm like, how bad is it?
Like, wait a minute. I keep seeing you in that wedding dress commercial. What commercial was that again?
Oh, yeah. That was a year ago. I wish that was still running. Jeez.
I keep seeing
man,
you.
Man, that pays off.
Yeah.
He's on hold for a commercial right now that we really
What commercial
are
you
get.
On hold for?
We'll see.
I don't think he can
say it. I can't say. But I just did. I mean, but I do have one airing, a Pepsi one, where I'm literally, I jump That's over it. A couch and you blink if you miss me, but it's a pretty nice blink.
You're like, I'm there.
Yeah.
I always think, you know, blink actors have like... It's so hard to do what you do. I mean, first of all, you do blind auditions. You do catacall auditions. Even appointments that are like, they just want you to come in. And you usually have to do a cold read. Or they know before you even say anything if you're going to get the part or not.
Right.
And then you are having to, in your audition, do something for maybe 30 seconds to 2 minutes of something that you may have got either that day or the night before.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's such bullshit how it's run. It's like... You know, it's...
We were talking about that the other day. I mean, I do kind of love it in this sick way, but we were talking about how, I mean, they should always give you the option to maybe self-tape. I was thinking about that. Like, you know, we're in a digital era. Like, it just always feels that if you do a self-tape, you're not going to be considered.
No. They're just like...
You, like, have to see the casting director. Yeah. I mean, every once in a while, a self-tape works out, but I don't know. I don't know how to fix that That's kind of the only way it'll work.
I think you're doing it.
Yeah, I mean,
making the content.
That's what I was gonna say. It's like that's right. kind of what it's all about now. Is like creating your own platforms, creating your own opportunities, and by doing that, you knock on enough doors, someone's got to answer.
Right.
And like see that you're putting in good work, and that you know little by little.
That stupid idiots thing like got me in so many amazing doors, and I met so many like huge. Like dope companies, and I like can't wait to work with them but that would have never happened had I been like, I'm gonna try this myself.
Right.
I was only stressing on the ride here. I was like, man, if I was just an actress, I don't know if I would be able to.
No.
Well, there's power in numbers. It's like you guys have figured it out. It's like you started doing the shorts, like minute shorts.
Yeah.
Which I still love, and I haven't seen a new one in a while.
I know. I'm thinking about.
What's up with that?
I have a couple more. I might. I might actually start releasing stuff on my channel.
Yeah, why don't you?
I might. Because I had some really funny ideas built up. I mean, and I would always choose Brian's channel over my channel, obviously, every day. But I don't want to force Brian to
put
my sketches on. I never will force Brian in anything.
Yeah.
I love him. It's been nice making your own stuff. It just is a lot more work.
But you're in control of it. That's what's cool about it.
Yeah.
It's like, I find, you know, I've been a musician my whole life, and it's like, the ironic thing is musicians train for so long to do something, and then you have to appease somebody that probably hasn't had any music education, is an A&R, is a music supervisor, and you're like, this doesn't make any sense. Mm. So, like, now I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, I'm just going to make content and then just score it or write music for it.
Right.
And just eliminate the supervisors altogether and just take it.
Heck
take a finished thing and say, I'm going to make your job easy. And that's just the way it is.
So, well, and we're in an age where we can do that. Yeah. And that's like
I know, it's so cool.
But it's like, about the team.
Yeah.
It's about the ensemble. And you guys are doing it.
Yeah.
So how many shorts have you done with Stephanie and vice versa?
He just did a 20-minute short.
Yeah, I did a 20-minute.
It was like more of a serious but also funny short.
Yeah, comedy,
Christmas.
Drama. Christmas, you know, that's Christmas. People are going to watch for forever.
He submitted it to festivals, and it's so good.
You both did the Christmas?
Yeah, well, mine was more or less like it was like...
You guys are really going for that Christmas.
Exactly.
I know, I want to do another one.
That's so much fun.
I want the Halloween market.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that could
holiday markets are key.
Thanksgiving market.
Seriously. Yeah. You are headed for the Hallmark channel.
Yeah. Exactly.
One
exactly.
Way or
hey, you know, it pays.
Yeah.
I want to make a movie called November in Nebraska.
December. November in December.
December.
Perfect.
But yeah, it was my first time I directed something and submitted to a bunch of festivals and like that's but I get inspired by my friends doing it too.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't just be that beach horse. Like, I gotta...
Like, you want to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. No, there's a beach horse in all of us.
But, like, I mean, like, I literally am surrounding myself with people that are so focused on work and so focused on getting stuff done that it pushes out, like, we push each other to do it.
Yeah, everyone's, so awesome. Like, writing their, like, Ken's writing his own stuff and John's writing his own stuff. Just all the group, you know?
Yeah, and now it's like, fun. And it's also, like, it's like, okay, so we all know, because we all know how to write and we all know how to act and we are now figuring out the other ways. It's like, okay, well, we have, like, a force now.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, what's the, and now it's just kind of like, okay, well, let's make time for this one and let's make time for this one. Let's, like, find everyone.
Schedule it.
Yeah.
I know.
So you all work together all the time or no?
Most of the time.
I mean, like, we try to keep the group.
Like, my boyfriend is also, like, very much in the group, too, and he's our DP for everything. He's, like, a stunning, brilliant DP. Just happened to be a brilliant DP. I mean,
he's incredible.
Like coming into our crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was dope.
Yeah.
So how many people total are in the ensemble?
Six.
Okay.
But then, like, some odd.
Yeah, there's other people, too.
There's it's odd like, folks.
There's some
big
stars.
Yeah. But in Grandmother's Gold, basically, there's, like,
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Pete Zayas in Grandmother's Gold is so funny.
Yeah.
Which character is he? I remember
he's the guy who like talks like this. Oh, yeah, and he's always freaking out. And he's like, I want my money. I write him in all of my movies now.
Yeah.
But,
and then, John, Ken.
Yeah, John.
Ken, Brian, you, me.
Yeah.
And so do you want to do features or do you want to do sitcom? Do you want to do all of it?
Everything.
Everything.
Well, like, you know, I'm working on, Brian and I are working on Stupid Idiots with Paramount and Anonymous, and we're just so freaking excited.
Yeah, tell me about that. You signed about maybe 6 months ago, a year ago?
Yeah, and we've, like, taken this time to really develop the show. Like, you just really have to think about where the future of the show is going. You know, you have to have these answers, and it's fun to think about and, you know, like, build the world out with the characters other than, like, Brian and I and... It's been really fun, and I'm so excited. Like, now we get to go out and pitch it in the new year to all of, like, the networks and the streaming services, and I feel, like, very grateful for that whole...
So have you shot anything, or is it
not
just
yet.
All writing?
Yeah, it's just all writing right now, yeah. You know, because it was... The show was... it could have gone a lot of ways from the short.
Still can.
Yeah. But, you know, we've decided on one way now. But yeah, it's, you know, because it's those tiny shorts. So they were like, what does that look like?
I want to play 30... one of those shorts.
Sure.
Which one do you want to play?
For Stupid Idiots?
Chunk 5?
Chunk 1. Always.
Chunk 1?
Well, I'm not into, I mean... Chunk 5 is...
Oh, yeah, you are in Chunk 5.
Let's but chunk 1. No, do Chunk 1. Chunk 1.
No, I'm going to override.
No.
I got Chunk 5 open on the window.
But it gives you context if... I don't know if you... Well, yeah, then try it.
Yeah, we don't
screw
need
it.
Give us a backstory.
Yeah.
All right, here is...
Oh, wait, should I preface?
Yeah, preface.
Wait, Chunk
preface
five.
Away.
Are there 6 chunks? Oh, wait, no. Chunk 6 is the... play Chunk 5. This is us just going to the grocery store.
All right, let's see.
Stress or not on this one.
Hold on.
This is
Renan, we got no sound on this video.
Oh.
Hold on. Well, we're
giving
just wait
major
two
ASMR
seconds.
From drinking this water
no
bottle.
Sound on this. Let me see if it's
Can you pause this?
Yeah, I'm gonna pause it 2 seconds.
Like the recording?
Well, technically, not really.
Whoa.
Don't worry.
We'll just keep talking
live.
And entertaining.
This is all live. Give me 2 seconds. Hold on a second. You talk amongst yourselves because you guys can have a show.
We will.
We will.
Okay. What do we have to talk about?
How about that ride up here, huh?
The ride up
was
good.
We saw the canyon.
We called Ken.
We got sound now.
We lost Ken in the canyon.
Lost Ken in the canyon.
See that? We're winging it. All right, here it goes. Here it goes.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
How are
you? You guys find everything okay?
Yeah.
All right, debit or credit?
Debit.
Your card have a chip?
Yeah, it's a chip.
Yeah,
oh,
you have
okay.
to insert
you
it.
You just put it in. You haven't done that yet?
No, is this new?
Okay, cool. And now enter your PIN.
I always feel like these debit card machines you just have to keep on
enter.
Answering questions.
Yeah.
Seems
no,
that
this
way.
Is it's simple. Okay.
Yeah, now just pull
cool.
it out.
Okay.
Sweet. Thank you.
I'm sorry, you're almost there. Are you the kind of person that would help the disabled?
Just in theory?
You just have to answer it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Do you want to donate money to the store?
Are you guys doing well? Do you guys need money?
Do you guys need money?
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so no?
No.
All right, cool.
Great.
So just answer a couple of questions about your personality.
Oh, it wants me to answer more questions?
Yes. If you had to save either a baby or a mom from a burning building, who would you save? Red X for baby and green arrow for mom.
I have to answer this in order to pay?
Yes.
I guess I'll save the baby.
And do you want to buy that guy's groceries?
What guy?
That guy?
The guy over there by the liquor?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, no, I don't know that guy.
We don't like him.
You know what I was thinking about in the car ride? We got to do that thing called Kickstarter.
Kickstarter is this amazing program where you can reach out to friends and family and ask them for money. And not only that, but... You can reach out to people that you haven't talked to in years, and you'll contact them, and they'll be excited to hear from you. And then you can, in the very next message, ask them for as much money as they're willing to give to your project that they don't care about because they haven't cared about you in years.
Let's do that.
Yeah! Dude,
it's so funny.
It's so good.
I'm so proud.
You know
of
what?
That.
I knew when you were doing your first ones. I've showed a couple friends the one where you have the. You're like, oh, you remind
the
me of a friend.
Yeah.
And it's like, this guy's got an apartment.
Yeah.
That
does so well.
So acute.
Yeah.
And it's just witty.
Yeah.
It's funny. And it's like, I'll tell you something. I watch a lot of sitcoms and they suck.
I know.
They're not funny.
Yeah. We talk about that all the time.
You watch a Seinfeld or a Friends and it's funny and it's sharp.
Yeah.
You watch a sitcom today and they suck.
Well, I don't understand what's happening. They're not either. Judging by... they're just judging by story.
I have no idea what's going on.
Well, they're bringing like Will and Grace is a great show and Brian was on it. But
still
there
on
are
it.
So many creatives that are not getting opportunities to do a new show.
Yeah.
Which I'm like...
Will and Grace is actually luckily back because it's like funny... One of the funny ones.
Yeah, one of the funny ones.
They like had to bring it back.
But it's like, you know what? There's this resurgence of bringing back old ideas. And that's right, point. When there's plenty
but there's
of
so
new
many
ideas.
New ones. Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
And like, you know, my mom watched Murphy Brown. I don't know who's watching Murphy Brown now.
Right. Your mom, again.
Yeah, like, it. No, she's not even watching it this time. Oh, wow. Like,
right.
She's like, I got it all the first time.
And I'm not like, I mean, it's just like, I think they're just like, well, what can we grab from the 90s? And it's like, you don't need to.
Yes.
Like, there's stuff that's out there that.
They're afraid to take a chance.
Yes. And I mean,
Well,
what I think is actually hurting network television is like they're not taking chances anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, like the other.
They want to see
like,
what they've done before, even if it is new content. They're wanting to see a similar formula than to the other ones.
Exactly.
Which has been tricky with, you know, Stupid Idiots, because I do want to break the mold of a typical sitcom.
But what I like about it is every line is funny.
I know.
All of your shorts. I'm like waiting for a full episode. And
right, where you're like, oh, that didn't work.
It's just like, boom.
Yeah. It would be weird if it didn't work. Like, that. I guess it always works. It's nice.
And
I don't know.
You and Brian, too, play off each other.
We do.
So well.
I mean, they're incredible.
I mean, I remember Brian came in last time.
Yeah.
And it was just like watching a live episode.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of like the way you interact. You're like that, too, Strasser.
I mean, I'm not as good. I'm not nowhere near their level.
You are the beach horse they've been waiting for.
Oh, always.
I'm just a very slow. Beach horse that just is in the water tapping around some shells.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there an obstacle with releasing too much stuff with this format?
You mean like, does it get old to keep releasing our own stuff without getting
paid? Yeah, you've seen it and you want to keep releasing stuff. Do you feel like it's oversaturating if you don't pace it in a certain way? Where, you know what I mean? Because you said you've got... all this content that you haven't released yet.
I know.
And I'm like, why not? Is that an obstacle to like pace the release? And
well, part of why we stopped doing those kind of sketches were because like the Paramount kind of owns it, like owns that property.
Right.
So we no longer can do that for free.
Okay.
So that's why I think we had like a resurgence recently where we did like sketches that were like skewed a little bit, you know, had a kind of different tone. You know, we switched to handheld versus tripod.
Yeah.
That was the only difference, basically. But, I don't know. I have no clue why I haven't been... You know what? I haven't been releasing stuff because I've been too busy trying to write movies. I'm, like, now fully focused on... Because, you know, Stupid Idiots, we're going to pitch it in the new year, and then all my energy kind of has to get focused on that once we're making the show. So I'm trying to set up these scripts so... You know, I can just shoot them and not have to, you know, get this work out of the way.
Are you in six?
I'm in six.
I'm going to play six since you're here. All right.
Six is like 7 minutes long, so you can skip ahead to his part if you want, if I could show you.
Yeah, where is it?
Hi, we're Brian.
And we're Stephanie.
Are you into electronic sound with
part.
Violin?
You tell me, how far?
Keep scrolling. It's there. It's like the beginning of this scene. So keep going back.
Right here?
A little bit back.
Yeah.
It's like right after this scene.
We're just going to push play. Okay. So Strasser, you get
Strasser comes in just a second.
Are changing the world.
Me and Brian are in a fight and I go outside to take a break.
Love it.
I miss Steph.
Bum a smoke?
Oh. Me? Yeah, sure.
How do you get it out? He's really weird. Spit out the cigarette. What you doing out here? Just enjoying the night?
Yeah, I know people in the area. Like to get a good look at
them. You know that we are all made up of stars? I know a lot about stars. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronomer. That was the first thing I wanted to be. I wanted to be an astronomer, and I had really good grades, and then I just wanted to do something else, you know? But I always, you know, I still listen to NPR, and just knowing that there's, like, thousands and thousands
thousands of stars up there. Just tiny little suns shining at us.
Thousands.
It just makes everything seem... all our problems seem so small.
Did you know that the closest star to us is Primia Centaurus? Mm-hmm. Yep. It's 4.2 light years away from Earth.
I'm sorry, I'm not...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sorry, I just got a text from... My best friend Brian and I just got in a fight because, honestly, we're, like, really, really close to stardom.
Oh, so you gotta sign these.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Keep an axe.
I honestly don't want to sign stuff yet, but they're okay. Getting really huge and...
Sure, yeah.
And we just got in our first fight, so...
I met Bette Midler.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At a brisk. No one
ever comes to that. He sends me a voice memo.
What's,
he sent me a voice memo.
I don't have a phone.
Sorry. I'm trying to listen.
No, we're never gonna survive. We're gonna get a little crazy.
You're never gonna survive.
That's right, girl. You gotta hear me now.
Back to my job for the night.
Oh my god.
Steph!
Hi! I'm so sorry.
I love you.
What's this?
They see that their Kickstarter's made like $20, I think.
We're gonna be DJs. We're going on Shark Tank.
We're going on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Brilliant performance by Strassner.
Brilliant.
Strassner.
They
and
know
Stephanie
now.
And Brian.
They know now to not give me lines with big words. Because I don't know how to say any word. Like so
no more constellations.
They'll just be like, okay, we got to think of something else. The Strassner will not get this line. Right.
Oh, like, yeah, we had that in Grandmother's Gold.
Yeah, what was it?
He had to, like, feed... Sometimes he would feed us, like, word for word or line for line the script because, not me. But the guys would show up and have, like, a huge poem to say or, like... a big monologue and they were not prepared and then like
so professionals
so yes, it'd be like exactly. Brian behind the camera being like, what was it, your line?
Well, no, like it was more Ken.
Yeah, Ken. It was you, Ken, and John.
Yeah, but they love us, so they keep having us around. Yeah, yeah. But
it's actually easier.
It really is.
Less,
it's like
ego.
This is what I want. Yeah,
yeah. Well, like, say the line.
That's where the friendship is.
Yeah,
you know, it's like you're in a situation where somebody's like, oh my god, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
You would probably be fired.
Exactly. Like, yeah. But, like, yeah, they just...
I know.
Premium Centaurus is not something
it's
in
not,
my
no.
vocabulary.
No. That's not what I wrote down. It's actually the wrong thing. You said the wrong thing. People in the YouTube comments are like, that's not the star that's closest. Which is perfect.
Like, oh, I know!
Oh, yeah.
Which makes stupid idiots stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me ask you, have you guys submitted Grandma's Gold to festivals?
He hasn't.
Why?
You know, I think once you released on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, then you can't.
Yeah. Because they can't make, like, money. The distributors are like, well, you know, those 200,000 viewers could have been $15 a pop.
Right.
So, but, you know, it's harder to sell once you've released on YouTube, which is the tricky thing with, like, the movies that I want to make coming up, because I'm like, ooh, I have to decide, like,
because they'll cost about seven, I mean, like... How many thousand?
I'm
going to
make it cost about $2,000.
No, yeah. I mean, you just have to do it guerrilla style. Like, you
guys, I mean, one of them I want to get funding for. But again, it's almost like even the one that I'm getting funded for, I might write into the contract. I don't know if I can do this, but be like, if this goes into lockdown and you have no distributor, can this just at least be released on YouTube for our fans or on iTunes so that our fans can pay for it?
Well, where can people find you if they want to? Donate.
Watch our stuff?
Donate or watch.
Oh, I don't think there's a place to donate money.
Yeah.
Wait, you have a sketch on Kickstarter? You don't have a Kickstarter? Nothing?
No, I mean, no.
No.
You're like, well,
We played this crazy Kings game on this Kickstarter page.
Yeah, you can buy
we played this really fun. This company like reached out from like the it's like a group of friends who really like they're big fans, and they made this like fun like pre-drinking card game. And they asked us to film us playing it so that they could put it on their Kickstarter. And it was super fun.
Yeah.
It's like a really good game. That's so that's awesome. The thing on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. You can buy the card game.
Where can people find each of you if they want to cast you in their next TV show, film?
Well, I mean, you can just... I'm all over Brian's channel. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram, Stephanie Koenig on Instagram.
Spell it out because people are dumb.
Okay. Stephanie, and then Koenig, Koenig. That's the main one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the main one. I am Strassola. So it's my Strass, and then Hola. Ola in Spanish.
Easy. Easy.
Strassola. Yeah.
What's next for you, Buzz?
Fun stuff.
Doing our own stuff.
Yeah. Finishing
our stuff.
Now. Pitching that show, getting on a network for Stupid Idiots, which I have no doubt it will because it's very funny and it's a really good group of people. And then making the 5 films that I have.
Yeah.
5.
This next year, I'm going to go hard. Yeah. I am making these films.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And you'll find me on a beach.
And once I make, when I release
waiting
one of
them. Waiting for them to call.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Well, he's going to be all over it.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I'll come back when I make them and talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Once I release
I mean, I just want to story be ahead about Grandma's Gold and all the things you're doing right now.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
I know. So I'm sorry that I kept on pushing.
No, you're good. You're good. It's all good.
And sorry you brought your random friend.
Sorry I brought my random friend.
No, you were the best social civilian that we've had on the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So one more time, Stephanie Koenig, Michael Strassner, find them on Instagram. Check out Grandma's Gold. You got any projects you want to push?
Nope.
Perfect.
Or actually, I mean, Jono and Michael.
Yeah.
We buddy of mine, we do some sketch stuff too.
Yeah, it's very
so Jono and Michael try.
Yeah.
There's some funny videos too you can watch.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, check them out on YouTube. Check them out around town. Check them out on the next big thing. We'll see you guys next week. On behalf of Eddie and I, we'll see you next week.